Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another historic Circle of Peace agreement in the Middle East with Israel. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this historic development on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is another amazing historic event in the Middle East with regards to Israel.
This is miraculous, if I might say so.
I mean, right in the middle of the election, President Donald Trump announced another historic peace and normalization agreement between the Republic of Sudan and Israel. President Trump and the Sudanese chairman of the Sovereignty Council, the prime minister of Sudan, and the Israeli prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, they spoke at a historic conference or a meeting, and they talked about progress that had been made. This is the third Middle Eastern or Islamic-controlled country, if you will.
In like less than 2 months.
In less than 2 months.
I mean, we just talked about the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. We just talked about that less than 2 months ago, and that was miraculous with the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And now we're dealing with this.
So, and we'll get to why it's even more amazing in just a minute, because this is more amazing than even on the surface. Mm-hmm. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told President Trump, quote, "One thing I can tell you is we appreciate the help for peace from anyone in America, and we appreciate what you've done enormously." He welcomed what he called a rapidly expanding, quote, "circle of peace," close quote, and the start of a, quote, "new era."
Yes, yeah, so if you could just look at the Middle East on a map and just see how this circle of peace is expanding thanks to President Trump's wonderful negotiations.
Yeah, and so the leaders agreed in this normalization to normalize relations between Sudan and Israel and to end the state of belligerence between their nations. In addition, the leaders agreed to begin economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. The leaders also agreed that delegations will meet in the coming weeks to negotiate agreements of cooperation in those areas, as well as in agriculture, technology, aviation, migration issues, and other areas for the benefit of the two peoples. The leaders also resolved to work toward and work together to build a better future and advance the cause of peace in the region. So this move will improve regional security and unlock new opportunities for both the people of Sudan, Israel, the Middle East, and Africa.
And let's talk about why this is especially significant.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Miraculous.
Amazing that this happened. It's amazing because this is the place of the so-called three no's. Now, if you're familiar with this failed peace agreement with the Arab nations coming together, the Middle Eastern nations coming together, you're familiar with the history of the what they call the three no's.
N-O-S, no's.
N-O-S, yeah, no, as in no, it's not going to happen. Khartoum is the capital of Sudan, and it's now the third largest government to normalize these relations with Israel in the last 2 months. But Khartoum is even more significant than in terms of history, than the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Now, those are going to have a huge impact.
Right.
But listen to this history. The Sudan and Khartoum was the place of the Khartoum Resolution. Now, what was the Khartoum Resolution? Well, it was issued after the conclusion of the 1967 Arab League Summit, which was convened in the wake of the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War is a war coming against Israel in 1967, and it was all the surrounding Arab nations and the Arab League. They came to destroy and wipe out Israel, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, other Arab League nations. They came to wipe it out. And in fact, they bragged that they'll be eating lunch or dinner in Tel Aviv in the next few days. Unbelievably, miraculously, Israel won that war against all these surrounding nations, completely outnumbered, in 6 days. Isn't that biblical? Because
yes.
Then on the seventh day, they were able to rest.
Yes.
In 6 days. It stunned the Arab world. It shocked them. It was ultimately a disgrace. And within the Arab Muslim, particularly community within the Middle East, when you have that kind of disgrace come on you, I mean, these people were disgraced in front of their people, in front of generations to come. They don't forget it. And they wanted to ultimately do something significant to push back and come back at Israel. So after the Six-Day War concluded, they were stunned. Israel's still alive. Not only alive, but they ultimately pushed Egypt back. They pushed Jordan back across the other side of the Jordan River. They were able to take and unify for the first time the holy city of Jerusalem.
When God says Israel is his chosen land, he means it.
So they met in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan. And they issued the Khartoum Resolution. It was issued, as I said, at the conclusion of the 1967 Arab League Summit, convened in the wake of the Six-Day War, became known as the Three No's. What's the Three No's? No to peace with Israel. No to recognize or recognition of Israel. And no negotiations with Israel. It has become known historically as the Three No's going back to 1967. It happened in Khartoum, Sudan. It's the Khartoum Resolution, the Three No's. No to peace with Israel. No to recognition of Israel. We're not going to recognize it as a sovereign nation. No two-state solution, nothing. And no, we will not negotiate with Israel at all.
Since 1967.
That's the way it's been since 1967.
And what do you know?
Now in 2020, Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, the whole nation of Sudan, the place where the Three No's ultimately was etched in stone, now enter into this historic peace agreement with Israel.
And you know, President Trump gave us a glimpse, because once those Abraham Accords were signed, he said, "There, I believe there will be more Arab countries that will follow."
And now they're even talking about Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. They're interested as well. Well, our senior counsel for governmental affairs, Jonathan Alexander, he went to Israel with us when he was in law school. He's working out of our Washington, D.C. office. This is what he said. "This is such a momentous agreement. I lived and worked in Israel in 2012 at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs on the relationship between Israel and Sudan. At the time, Israel was considering providing asylum to Sudanese migrants, yet it faced the security threat of hosting immigrants from a country which had vowed to never normalize relations with it. To see the sudden shift in policy and diplomacy occur here is awe-inspiring, as it was unimaginable 8 years ago. Not only does this seed send shockwaves throughout the geopolitical region, it impacts lives on the ground." Now, Jonathan Alexander was law school at Liberty University School of Law when I was dean, and certainly still founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We launched the Israel Summer Study Abroad program, and that was in 2012, and he was part of that first program. Mm-hmm. He studied at the school with a professor from Israel that I hired, and we flew him in to come and do an intensive course, and then we all went on a trip to Israel. We had others as well as law school students, and then at the end of that amazing journey in Israel, we had set up three internships for three of the law school students. One of them was Jonathan Alexander, who now works with us. And Jonathan Alexander, like he said, he worked at the time in the summer, spent the whole summer there with the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. And he worked on this issue of, among other things, what does Israel do? It's got some Jewish migrants that want to come. They're being persecuted in the Sudan.
Right.
They want to come to Israel. Israel wants to give them asylum and allow them to immigrate. But the problem is Sudan hates Israel's existence. And Sudan is where the Three No's occurred. And now 8 years later, that's past history. I mean, it is hard to imagine this. This is an amazing development. Now, you would never know how incredible this development is by watching normal media.
No.
because they won't, because it's President Donald Trump, they don't want to acknowledge how historic and how amazing, miraculous this particular turn of events
These
is.
These are historic steps to peace in our world.
Very historic. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information to keep up with current events on this and many other topics, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.